My friend Zoe has this saying that you should never stew in your own unhappiness. And for me, I am someone who definitely struggles with always speaking my mind, staying true to myself, and also trusting when a feeling in my body is right and when that feeling is valid. And I really struggle with bringing that up to other people and other friends. And I love this conversation with Zoe because we really talk about how important it is if you are unclear about something that's going on between a friend or a boyfriend or a relationship or a family relationship, how helpful it can be, not even in a conflict or confrontation type of way, but just to be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Like, what do you think about this? How do you feel about this? And kind of work things out that way. And the whole purpose is, you know, at the end of maybe a party or hanging out with someone, you go home and sometimes you sit with yourself and you're like, oh, I could have said this, or I could have done this, or I feel this way, or is this person mad at me? And it can seriously make you stew in your own unhappiness. But by learning how to vocalize how you really feel, you stay true to yourself and you can make such stronger friendships and relationships with people. And this is something that Zoe honestly has really taught me how to do. And I'm so happy she's on this episode because she was one of the first ever guests of season one, and she is the first ever guest of season three. So it's so exciting to have her here. I hope you enjoy this episode. And at the end, we get into a little funny conversation about boys, totally separate to our conversation about friendships and like not stewing in your own unhappiness. But enjoy, and make sure you follow us on Instagram at Human to Human Pod. One, I feel like we're just reflecting a lot on our friendship.
Yeah,
for and sure. I think the things that have made our friendship strong and made our friendships in our own lives really strong, mm-hmm. is because we have learned to confront when we have, you know, feelings that we're not happy about, mm-hmm. and like deal with conflict. And something that I really struggle with personally, mm-hmm. is when I'm upset about something or I have feelings, I'm afraid I'm going to say something to someone, right. and hurt their feelings. And like, mm-hmm. that's why I don't always want to be like, oh, this is how I really feel, in case I'm risking hurting somebody else.
Right.
When that just makes you stew in your own happiness.
Exactly. And like, the one thing that I always say to my friends and you, just because this is kind of the human that I'm trying to become and I am, is that, you know, conflict is inevitable, and being upset with what your situation is at times can be also inevitable. And like, the only thing is that you can't let yourself stay in that pattern of being upset and not really voicing your concerns or not really doing much to change your situation. And I'm not saying that you need to fix your situation, but there's always something that you can do to make sure that you feel better, that the people around you feel more comfortable. So for example, like if you're having problems with a friend, or if I'm having problems with you even, mm-hmm. I feel like the reason why friendships can even grow and become so strong are those communicative like responses, where if I'm not feeling okay with something you said to me, or our friendship just isn't really vibing, I have to acknowledge within myself that I don't like how this is going. I don't like how I'm feeling, but what can I do? What is an actionable item or plan that I can take to change how I'm feeling, to change the situation? So it's always so important to really voice your concerns and like make sure that you're being honest and upfront, because at the end of the day, at least then you have the problem out of the way. Yeah. People are aware, and people aren't mind readers either. Like, people will never know how you're feeling if you're sad or mad or upset with someone until you say something, right? Yeah. And it's like, once you say something, if they're really a true friend or someone who really wants to understand, they'll sit there and listen and maybe give feedback, explain why it went wrong, why they said what they said or whatever. And then, yeah. maybe you can see the other side of the situation. It ends up being an organic conversation where you feel better in the end. You get a weight lifted almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the powerful thing about being able to sit and say how you really feel about, mm-hmm. something. And at first, I feel like also when this happens in every situation, in family situations, mm-hmm. in friendships, in dating, like, everybody gets defensive.
Right.
And that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And I think you, like it's hard and it takes so much practice to get to a point where you can, like, sit in your uncomfortability, mm-hmm. and, like, sit in, like, the defensive feelings you're having, and then be like, okay, wait, I'm going to try and listen to what they're saying, understand their perspective is completely different than mine, mm-hmm. like, speak, like, let them speak their thing, I'm going to get to speak mine. And I feel like when you stew in you know, the feelings of being upset and not, you know, like feeling like you need to get something off your chest, but you don't,
right.
then it just goes down such a negative spiral. Mm-hmm. And I think it can,
absolutely,
like, yeah. I love what you said about, I wanted to give some examples of scenarios where this could happen too. So for example, it could even happen in a work setting where you want to ask for a raise or you feel like the way you're being spoken to is disrespectful. Bringing that up and putting your feelings out there. Yes, the conversation is going to be very nerve-wracking, especially if you think it through over your head over and over again, but it can really clear things up. Another example is if you're in a group of friends and someone is maybe giving you some attitude, or you feel like someone is, you know, leaving you out, or people are making plans and you're not being included. Instead of thinking about that constantly and worrying about that, you can actually bring it up and be like, hey, I wasn't sure if I was like totally off here, or like I'm really interpreting the situation wrong, but what do you think? And this, putting this out there, can lead to just feeling such a weight lifted off your chest and being like, oh my God, the air is cleared.
Exactly.
When you talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. such a good example too is when you live with someone,
mm-hmm.
and like, I think you do have to, like, definitely, like, pick your battles
right.
when you live with
obviously,
someone,
for
of
sure.
course.
Yeah.
But if there's something that's really big or persisting that's really frustrating you, like, imagine being uncomfortable in your living
yes.
situation, not being able to, like...
In your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you, and I didn't even really think of it that way. But, like, as someone who also has roommates, it's, like, the reason why we don't fight or don't fight... too much, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, they're kind of ended up being like your siblings.
Yeah.
But it's because you're able to voice those concerns before they become explosive problems, right?
Yeah.
Where you're just so fed up with someone and you just are, I hate you and you don't do this and you don't do that. And all of a sudden you're spewing all of these problems at people that was a problem 2 months ago, you know, and you've been building it up since. So I think it's just important to voice
yeah.
it when it happens so that the air is clear, the problem has kind of moved on, and then something comes up and you're dealing with a minor issue now rather than a big one.
Yeah, that just made me think of a story that someone in my life told me who recently went through a breakup,
mm-hmm.
and he said that during the breakup, the, you know, his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend at the time literally ended up, you know, saying a bunch of things that happened over the course of like a 2-year relationship.
Right, exactly.
And he was like, whoa, this is so much, like, you never said this along the way when
mm-hmm.
it could have been something you could have dealt with and understood and been like, okay, I understand that you're upset about that, I feel this way, and then go through it. Like, it's so bad when it just boils and
exactly.
boils and boils, and I'm
yeah.
so guilty of that. I've totally let things boil inside
mm-hmm.
of me, and that's why, like, I think there is a difference between, you know, needing to talk about how you're feeling about people in your life and just letting that energy, like, release from you.
Right.
And letting it give you clarity on what to do next.
Because
mm-hmm. I think when you're talking about a conflict you're having to someone else, you can definitely be like, okay, I'm seeing what's going wrong. I'm seeing what I could do to change it.
Right.
But, like, it's so bad, and I'm definitely guilty of this, and it's something that I have really been thinking about lately, is when you shit talk someone and it gets
mm-hmm.
to that point where you're just, you know, saying you're shit talking them and you're just continuously talking about why you're frustrating with them, but you're not changing anything.
Right.
When you do have the opportunity to vocalize your concerns, put yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
and then hear what they have to say and work through it.
Exactly.
It can just solve so many problems, save so much time.
And save friendships.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why, if you know me, that I've had, like, the same friend group and friends in general since high school or even before is because we've always been able to talk through the issues when they happen, right? Rather than being the explosive issues
yeah.
and letting it boil over and kind of bubble up and get all, you know, hot and heavy, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you need to always make sure that, like, with friends and family, that you don't get to the level of shit-talking this person, right? Because if it gets back to them, it's not a very good look. It always kind of brings your energy down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you always feel kind of exhausted after going through an
yeah.
entire, like, ugh. And so I really, really, really try not to do that, right? And it's like, you shouldn't really be saying much about bad about anyone because you don't even know what their side of the story is, right?
Yeah.
And, like, even when you completely feel like you're in the right and they're completely in the wrong, how could they do that? How could they say that or treat me that way? It's like, at the end of the day, you still don't know what their reasoning was behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always important to even hear their side when you're angry with someone, because
mm-hmm.
then maybe it's like, wow, that really wasn't about me, was it? I
yeah.
really didn't have a reason to be mad. I'm
yeah.
more kind of just like, I'm glad they explained that, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah. you, everybody has such different perspectives, and I think we forget that, and
mm-hmm.
we can get, like, tunnel vision in our own thoughts.
For sure.
And I think this is why also, like, relationships have so many problems, is because you can let, it's interesting because I think of, like, I feel like conflict resolution, I immediately am like, oh, relationships, those have the most problems.
Right.
But friendships have just as much,
mm-hmm.
or they're just, I think you're just maybe less, like, you see them less or it's less intense.
Sure.
But they're still so prominent in friendships. And as we get older and as we grow and change, we're all changing lifestyles, we're changing perspectives, we're learning more.
Absolutely.
And so if you're not vocalizing your true feelings and you're sitting in it, like, I love how you always say, like, never stew in your own unhappiness.
Yeah, always.
Because it's like, yeah, you can sit there and just be, like, pissed off about stuff, but when you finally, like, conflict is inevitable.
Yeah, it is.
And I think I try to avoid it too much because I'm so scared about hurting someone's feelings because I care so much about people pleasing.
Right.
When if I say how I really feel, it can make me feel better and make the other person feel better, or it inevitably can hurt them, but then you get it out in the open.
Exactly.
You talk it through.
Yeah. Or even if you don't, it's like at least you're not sitting there wondering what if or where is the closure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've even had friends that have come and gone, right? And I mean, like, that's just a part of life. But having the closure or even being able to have the conversation as to kind of why it went wrong or even in relationships is a lot more helpful than sitting at home and being like, did I say the wrong thing? Do they hate me for this reason? Do they want me back for that reason or whatever, right? So it's like, it's always important to ask the questions that you really do need for your own, like, self to move on or or not, or to continue the conversation in friendship, right, in peace. So, like, even with an ex, right, like, you might be so hesitant to meet up with them or to talk to them again because obviously it brings up some old feelings, but at the end of the day, if it wasn't the most toxic relationship in the world and you really didn't need to cut off all communication that fast, if you're feeling like you need some closure, you need to ask. And if, you know what, if they don't want to reciprocate and they don't want to talk to you, that's fine. That's their own thing. But at least you're not sitting there being like, what if I just said something? What if I just asked? Like, or sitting there wondering forever, right? It can go literally any way.
I think this also just made me think about, like, I listened to a podcast recently about, like, when you label something as toxic or dramatic and stuff, and, like, I'm still thinking about this a lot because it's definitely, like, a big word. It's a big thing of, like, when something's toxic. But at the end of the day, it comes down to how you're viewing it yourself and if you're choosing to put the blame on someone else as dramatic or toxic when has there been... And, like, that's not to take away from situations where, you know, someone is, like, gaslighting someone or all of that stuff or manipulation or anything like that. But I think if you're sitting saying, oh, they're toxic, they're toxic, they're toxic, it's like, well, have you tried to communicate? Have you tried to open up the conversation?
Right.
And, like, I think we're all learning this. I'm constantly learning this. There's so many experiences I'm having where I have messed up and looked back on it and said, I could have vocalized my feelings so much clearly or more clear or done it faster or sooner or not let it, you know, but at the same time, this is why we're learning.
Yeah.
It takes all these experiences. It takes, you know, thinking you messed up or needing to, like, you know, regretting you didn't do it sooner or something like that, or regretting you didn't say a certain thing to be like, okay, so I do that next time.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, every single problem, if you just view it as a challenge, it's easier to overcome, right? Because if you're always saying, I have all these problems, like, I mean, they're challenges. You just have to work over the bump, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure out, that's what I'm saying, go back to the actionable steps, right? Act like you're in a video game. How do I get over this challenge?
Oh my God,
you know, how do I get through it? Yeah, like, think of life as a video game. How do I impress this person? How do I fix things between this person? You have to think more, like, clearly rather than... then all in your brain, like, what if I talk to this person, then this person's not going to like me, and then they're not going to like me, and but, like, no, just look at it clearly. What can you really do to make yourself feel better? What can you really do to fix the situation, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
You know,
it's a simple
concept. Don't stew in your own unhappiness.
Yeah, it's a simple concept.
It is. Just voice your opinion, ladies. It will never hurt. Even in jobs, if you want something, go after it. Don't be afraid to speak your mind or reach out to the right person, you know? Like, if you're not feeling satisfied in your job, your career field, in the skills that you have, don't stew in that unhappiness, you know? Do something about it. And, like, not everyone has the time or resources, but everyone has the ability to log onto the internet, at least here, to log onto the internet and say, how do I do this? How do I do that? What is so-and-so's email? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
and this
always
is,
fix your situation. Not fix. Change or adapt to a new situation. Create your own possibilities, right? Yeah.
And this is what I love. Like, I had a whole episode I recorded, but I'm going to re-record, and it's going to come out at some point in season 3,
right,
which is fully influenced by you. It's like, I just feel so lucky to have these conversations with you because, mm-hmm. like, you sat and you told me about how you got this job you have right now, and it is progressing your career. It is such an amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. And now I'm sitting here, like, 4 months ago, I had a job that I just absolutely did, like, despise, and I was just in it because I was just, like, the one we met at.
Yeah, right.
But, like, and now I'm sitting in, you were like, just put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Just email people and say you admire them and you look up to them and like, what could you learn from them? Mm-hmm. And now I'm sitting here and we connect so much about our jobs because
exactly.
we're both in fields we love and we're working with people who respect us. And mm-hmm. I do feel like I'm in a situation where I can openly say like, this is what I really enjoy doing with you. This is what I would prefer to change.
Right.
And think about how many work settings where people go home and they just bitch about their job and they're just like, they talk about all the things they hate when in reality you can go look elsewhere or you can openly communicate with your boss and hopefully, I just watched Horrible Bosses, the movie, yesterday. So I'm like, unless you have a horrible boss, like in the movie Horrible Bosses,
but then don't stew in that unhappiness and go find another job. I mean, yes, bills need to be paid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you can always do something to make your life a little less miserable, you know?
And I think it's like opening up that door in people's brain that you don't have to sit and like think, or like, one, you can't wait for a job to fall in your lap because
no,
they won't.
You can't.
But like, think outside the box in terms of like, yeah, someone might not have a job posting, but maybe there's a reason they haven't had that, and you can email them directly and say, hi, I'm looking for work and this is a bit about myself, send your resume and you could have a wonderful job.
I know. And then if you're just honest and communicative about into this potential person about what you want and like kind of where you're going in your career or whatever, right? They're going to be open to listening. And even if they can't offer you a job, perhaps they know someone, right? Yeah. And so you're already getting the ball rolling just by being assertive and like communicating your feelings, right?
And that's what I feel like the number one takeaway from this is that like your feelings are so valid and no matter the fears you have about what might happen if you vocalize them, like, it's so valid for you to put yourself out there, to say how you're really feeling, to let things off your chest.
Right.
And that will lead you to a point where you don't need to go home and stress and think over and over and over again about everything that went on.
Exactly.
Because you put it out there, you talked about it, and this is such a key way, I think, to living life without so much conflict.
Right.
And without so much stress, without, you know, like,
and
a weight on your
chest.
And
kind of, like, living it authentically, right?
Yes.
Like, you should always, like, not make everyone adhere to your boundaries, but make them clear, right? And once people know your boundaries or know where you're really standing in life or whatever, then they can respect that. And then you're living rawly and authentically in yourself, and you're standing in your light, and you're taking up space, which is so important, right?
Oh,
like, without feeling that, like, you're too much for someone or anything, because you know where you stand. You've had those conversations. You're reassured.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can go home and you can go think about something else or bettering yourself.
Bettering
yourself.
Right? Yeah. And then you think about the future and how you can progress and how you can change things.
Exactly.
And like, I feel like when you don't do these things, you don't give yourself the room to grow and improve and become someone you want to be. And I think even knowing what your boundaries are, if someone doesn't respect them, knowing your boundaries within yourself, respecting them within yourself. Like, I saw this tweet that was like, don't lose your boundaries, or don't like disrespect your own boundaries for someone that leads you towards a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And it's like, some people won't respect them. And that's when you need to just take control of your own life and know when you need to walk away.
Exactly.
Or if you've had these conversations, know when, you know, it's not right for you anymore.
Yeah. Don't stew in that unhappiness.
Don't stew in that unhappiness.
It's just, and it works for everything, right? Like, if you're feeling even just kind of down about the day, like, go outside, go for a walk. And I mean, it's easier said than done, but make a list of stuff you love to do that you know pulls you out of like a terrible mood like that, right? Like, it's not even just about having the conversations, because at the end of the day, like, not everything will always go in your favor.
Totally.
But if you have this conversation, it doesn't go very well, and you're left with this still an unpleasant feeling, there's still something you can do to change it, you know? Like, that's not just mind-numbing scrolling on Instagram and comparing yourself and wondering what if, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think there's so many steps you can take, and I think it's just not vocalized enough what you can do to stay true to yourself. Like, think about, even if a conversation goes badly and something happens that you wouldn't want to, based on you vocalizing your true feelings, at least you went home and you know you stayed so true to yourself.
Yeah.
And the feeling that gives you, knowing that you didn't abandon yourself in a conversation, like, that's powerful, and that's what's going to lead you to great things.
You're empowered that way. You've learned something. Like, you can stand in your confidence even, right? From speaking your mind. And then the next time, hopefully it goes smoother, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, because this is so many of the things I say on the podcast, I'm really saying them to myself.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
Yeah.
And for me, I want to tell myself to not choose to avoid conflict just because it's, like, quote unquote, the easier option.
Right.
Because it is uncomfortable to put yourself out there and say that stuff. But at the end of the day, it changes so much.
It saves relationships.
Yeah.
Being communicative.
With yourself and with other people.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, thanks for being here,
Sally. Of course. I love having you on the podcast.
I'm so glad.
It's so fun. I feel like a celebrity.
I always appreciate your support. Genuinely, this wouldn't be here without you. Like,
so
back
sweet.
In, like, June of 2020, I told you this idea, and you were like, do it. Do it right now.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's stopping you?
Exactly. Don't stew in your unhappiness. Yeah. Make it happen.
Make it happen. Okay, where can people follow you or find you?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's my full name, Zoeypurvis. That's Zoe Purvis, for those wondering. And do I have any other kinds of...
It's like LinkedIn, like a business thing.
If you want to add me on LinkedIn, that would be great. I love getting some new followers on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
making those connections, get the network in.
You're a really good LinkedIn gal. I don't have it up to date.
Thanks, Jess, for having me.
Yeah,
so fun.
Of course. I was going to do an outro, but then I want to do a little, like, funny... I just love our ick conversation about boys.
Oh, my God. Let's, like, quickly go over,
like,
our ick.
Quick, like, stay tuned for a little bonus at the end.
Yeah, literally.
We were talking about... I think it's spurred from talking about working out with guys. This is relevant to staying true to yourself.
It actually is.
It's so relevant because if you do some of these things, some of these things you should avoid, but some of these things, if you do them, you can figure out really early on, your body will tell you if you are grossed out by a guy or unattracted to, or a girl or anyone.
Yeah.
And one of them is working out, I think, is a big telling sign.
Definitely.
Especially running.
Would not want to watch my man go for a run. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're into the athletic couple, gym rat, you know,
different
relationship.
Different story. Yeah.
But for us, like, common folk, I'm sorry, but, like, please avoid it. Just don't. You know, make working out something you do for you.
Yeah.
Like, on your own time, right? Like, you don't need to see your boyfriend, like, doing the squats or going for a run where you're beating him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessary.
But another big one, and I've had this conversation with a few different people, and I think this applies to drinking as well, but if you are someone who dabbles in smoking weed,
right.
I think when you get high and hang out with someone, it is a really interesting scenario where your body, I think you're just so in your body when it happens that you will be like, ooh, no. This also made me think about it. Or, like, going into someone's bedroom sober or anything, just seeing how they keep their own personal belongings.
Yes.
I think if you're someone who's a bit messier, it'll be totally fine if they're a bit messy. If you're someone who really values cleanliness, like,
okay,
that could
but
be...
I'm sorry, if you're having a girl over for the first time and you don't have bed sheets on your bed and your room looks disgusting, no matter if I'm messy or not, it's still an ick.
It is an ick.
I can be a bit messy sometimes, but, like, I'm not disgusting. Some of these rooms as men, like, are disgusting.
No, but,
like, seeing how they keep themselves, you're right. It's an ick or it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or I love your one about presentations.
Oh, my goodness.
This is one I think you should not test out. I think you should just avoid
completely.
At all costs unless they're, like, a businessman.
Yes, and if you're watching your man close a really crazy deal, hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
But if you're watching your man present his presentation on, I don't know, econ... It's an ick. I'm sorry. I don't need to watch him stand there with a paper in front of him or reading off the slides, being like, so, the capital market, like, not for me. Not for me. Do not watch your man present. It's an ick. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want him to watch me present. I would get all flustered and weird, like, not happening.
I think so. I think I had to get over it because I have a podcast. That's
you
why
do.
My first ever episode, I was very nervous for him to watch because I, one, talk about him a lot. And I also just...
You're putting yourself out
I'm
there.
I'm putting myself out there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking by myself for 30 minutes straight. So I think... a bit of a different story, but even if you go to a restaurant with someone really early on that you, like, are interested in dating, the way they communicate with, like, the lawyer, or the
lawyers.
What are they called?
The waitresses. The staff in general.
Yeah,
I don't know.
about them. Anyway, so that was like a fun conversation. I think just early on, like, I think overall the takeaway from this, I just want to like think of takeaways, is to not rush when you get into a relationship either. Because man I'm seeing would say this about previous experiences he's had where like he found out things where he was like, oh, and I'm already committed to this. This
is awkward. Exactly.
Yeah, and so I respect us taking our time.
Yes. Becoming
official. Because we've even doing something overnight with them, like seeing how it is spending 24 hours with them, all that stuff.
What
it's
do
like,
they look like when they wake up in the morning?
Truly, yeah. I mean, my hair is insane.
Yeah,
it's. I'll post sweat a little.
Like at the end of the day, sorry. Yeah,
I have a great TikTok of my hair every single morning for a week.
I actually know exactly which one you're talking about. Dude.
Yeah. I'll post it on my story.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow my TikTok now that I mentioned it, JessicaJMCD. And follow us at Human to Human Pod on Instagram. Most importantly. And yes. Me at Jessica J. McDonald. And subscribe, leave a review, and tell us if you want Zoe back, because I love having you on. And
I want to come back. Yeah. Please tell her that.
I know, you spark so many of the conversations I have on here. That's so sweet. Even the solo ones, they're all often rooted in Zoe.
Well, thank you. You're very open-minded, so it's easy to have these conversations. I mean, like, not everyone is it's this true. Easy to it's like true. Get to or yeah. through even,
that's what I'm learning, you know? When people I don't know, and if you're someone I don't know and you listen, like, please tell me if you enjoy it, because when people I don't know tell me they enjoy it, it just makes me feel so good. It makes me realize that, like, because when your friends say it, I really appreciate it. But like, we're friends,
obviously. No, I know, like, I have to support it.
Yeah. If you didn't like it, then it'd be a bit awkward, because it's just me talking. If you don't like me talking,
no, I know, it's like, that's the root of our friendship.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
All right,
bye. Oh, that's a cute little ending.